Russ, how are you?
Yeah, fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Recently read a piece which says it all. The title is, Where Are All the Green Jobs? What made you decide to write this piece?
Well, the government statistics are out, and it's dismal. You know, we've been told by President Obama and others that our future is green jobs, and that was going to be our economic savior. As it turns out, the government's spent a whole lot of money in the case of energy loans for green energy, $38 billion, and they don't have much to show from it. They claim, well, they'll create 65,000 jobs. Government records indicate 3,500 jobs. And of course, I think most people are aware of this Lorinda bankruptcy last week. And so it's that just alone. That solar firm in California that went bankrupt, that alone cost taxpayers $527 million.
Well, Solyndra is the company that you're referring to, and where I'm a little confused, the Obama administration had promised that the Federal Department of Energy's $38 billion loan guarantee program would create or save 65,000 jobs, and you write only 3,545. What happened?
Well, it's based on false economics. The idea is, you know, that somehow green jobs are superior, and so they're going to try to second guess the market and push technology, which in many cases isn't ripe. It's expensive. It can't compete. And so no matter how many government subsidies or loans you throw at it, it doesn't work. And in fact, what's interesting, while the government is trying to pick the winners and losers, actually what's happened is a revolution's occurring in energy generation markets in this country, and that's with natural gas, using a technology that we've been using since the 40s called hydraulic fracturing, along with a newer technology of horizontal drilling. We're opening up vast amounts of natural gas, estimated to be well beyond enough to supply all the energy needs of the United States for the next 100 years. And so, again, there's just, I think, a fatal mistake when politicians or anyone think they're smart enough to pick winners and losers when the marketplace, and particularly in the energy area, is extremely complex, and they usually get it wrong.
All right, Russ, I liked your piece because you not only gave us the story of what it looks like waste here and a promise not followed through on, but you've got some solutions you think could help.
Yeah, there's a number of things we should be doing that would create a lot of jobs, and as well as help us with our energy independence. The Alaskan Petroleum Reserve needs to be opened up, ANWR, it was set aside to develop our natural resource, particularly oil and gas, and there's tremendous amount up there, and we need to put that back online. We're still not operating in the Gulf of Mexico anywhere near where we were before we had the tragedy down there. We need to encourage safe exploration. The companies now, since we had the oil spill, have come up with new technologies that I think that are really going to be helpful in ensuring that doesn't happen again. But the federal government just isn't issuing the permits. And while we're not doing that, China's coming into the waters off of Cuba and securing the oil there, and so we're going to be out of luck again. But we need to do that. Another big one that's real important that the federal government has stopped and delayed is a pipeline from Canada, which would bring oil from Canadian oil sands. That could be extremely important because there's vast amounts of oil in those sands in Canada. They would like to get that to the United States. You know, Canada is our biggest, we import more oil from Canada than any country, and so having that resource here in North America is tremendous for national security. We need to get that permitted and get that oil. That would be very helpful. And as I mentioned, make sure that we don't put in regulations that prevent accessing all these vast quantities of natural gas that we have available to us.
From your perspective, do you think the Obama administration is aware of these and is willing to change his policy to allow these?
Well, I think he's got a real dilemma. I think groups that support traditionally support the Obama administration, like environmental groups, are very much opposed to any kind of development of these traditional energy resources. So he's got that political pressure on him. On the other hand, he's got to recognize that his political future hangs with the fact that the economy is going south again and jobs aren't being created. Which will win out, it's hard to say. So far, it seems like the political ideology from the left has won out with this administration, certainly over the pragmatic aspect of creating jobs. Maybe you'll try to reverse that. We did see one positive action out of the Obama administration in stalling the rules on the new ozone standards, which would have been extremely costly, estimated about $90 billion a year. So that was so damaging, and he did stop those, but I suspect that's temporary, and if he was to win again, I suspect we'll see those back on. So I'm not terribly optimistic that this president really gets it in terms of jobs and energy. I just don't see the actions that you would expect, aside from politics, common sense and pragmatic solutions that would actually put people to work. We just don't seem to see them. What we continue to see is just more regulation, which has the effect of killing jobs.
Russ Harding is the Senior Environmental Policy Analyst at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He's also the Director for the Center's Property Rights Network. Russ, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.